the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons.
This is Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Call now with your question, 224-585-WSFI. That's 224-585-9734. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI's Healing the Whole Person. I'm your moderator, Bill Snyder. And on today's program, I am blessed to be joined by, once again, by Father Bill McCarthy from My Father's House in Moodus, Connecticut, as our host. Father, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being with us once again.
It's always a delight, Bill. Thank God for your programs.
So, Father, what do you have for us today? What are we going to talk about?
Today we're going to talk about the new papal document, brand new, The Joy of Love, Amoris Laetitia, 261 pages, just came out last week. Pope Francis has written a whole thing on marriage, and we'll talk about that, and talk about marriage and family and husband and wife and the dignity of marriage, the dignity of children. First of all, I want to mention that Pope Francis gave 28 consecutive discourses in his catechesis on marriage. I began last year, and just before the Year of Mercy, talked about Nazareth at the center of family love. Then he gave a beautiful talk on mothers and the beauty of mother. Then two talks on fathers, and one talk on children. Then one talk on brothers and sisters. One talk about elderly members of the family. Another talk, the seventh talk, on grandparents. Then two talks in a row on the beauty of children and the dignity of children and upbringing of children. And then two talks on male and female. And two talks on marriage. Then three expressions, please, thank you, and I'm sorry. Then the education of children, then engagement, and the duty of engagement was necessary in the time of engagement. They talked about the family and poverty. Then the family of illnesses. Then death in the family. Then wounds in the family, then wounded family, then celebration within the family, then work within the family, then prayer in the family, then family as evangelizers, and then the family and the community, the church, and the family of nation. Beautiful. And then just recently, as I said last week, he issued this beautiful talk on familiaris, that was for John Paul Familiaris Consortium family, but beautiful talk on family. What he's saying basically is what God is doing upon earth, creating family his way. And that for a very simple theological reason, because, you see, the God we worship is the family. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, loving one another, deferring to one another, delighting one another. So St. John Paul says, our God is a family, because in the Godhead, well, the essence of family life, fatherhood, sonship, relationship, and love. So therefore, when you were born, when I was born, God placed us into a family. Into a set of relationships in which are mothered and fathered and brothered and sistered and aunted and uncle and grandmother and grandfather. When we were baptized, God placed it into his family. God became my father, Mary became my mother, we all became brothers and sisters in Christ. And then the essence of family life is not duty, that's part of it, but mainly love. It's to love one another, not simply with eros, which is sexual attraction, which is good in itself, but it has to be elevated. That simply filia was a family love, but a new love that Christ brought into the world called agape love, that Paul talks about, that you be able to experience the length, the breadth, the height and depth of God's love. And that love is the love of God that's increased by the Eucharist, increased by the Holy Spirit. It has a height that it comes from God. It's a gift of the Spirit. We have to pray for it and surrender to it. And then it has the depth that loves the unlovable. It forgives him. The unforgivable, it reaches the unreachable, it touches the untouchable. Has a breath that loves everyone, black, white, yellow, Protestant, Catholic, everyone. And it has love, keeps on loving. So God is creating family upon earth his way. And so that was the beauty of the letter that Pope Francis has given. He's saying so many beautiful things about family. He said the love of the family, that's the basic unit of society. And so he said the Holy Family is the model of family. Because God is one holy, loving family who loves everyone. What he's doing, Father, is creating his church as one holy family, open to all children. That is, it's Catholic. So the Catholic Church is the family of God. It's a fulfillment of the Trinity, because God is one, the church must be undivided, the church must be one. Because God is holy, he gives to the church all the means of holiness, the Holy Spirit, the sacraments, the saints, as heroes, and especially the sacraments of reconciliation and Eucharist, as well as his own mother. River intercede for us, who calls everyone into his one holy Catholic mystical body. He says that the only way to be fully incorporated into him is through baptism into his mystical body. Whoever believes in me and is baptized shall be saved. Find the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, he said. So the only way, therefore, to come to the Father's presence is to have a personal relationship with Jesus within his family. The only way to be emerged into Jesus to be baptized, at least implicitly, into his one holy mystical body. Therefore, in heaven and upon earth, the essence is family life. When we get to heaven, we're going to be part of the one holy universal family of God. Therefore, in purgatory, all sin will be cleansed, all heresy will be enlightened, and all division will be healed. So the icon of family life is the Holy Family. In addition to the Trinity, the Holy Family of Nazareth with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Mary, as he says, not only becomes a model of all mothers and wives, but also of all women. Gertrude Bonnefort, in her very beautiful book, The Eternal Woman, states that every woman married a saint was called to have the essence of her three vocations, to have the purity and the single-mindedness of a virgin, and the steadfastness, the fidelity of a bride, above all, to have the love and warmth of a mother. Mary's humility, faithfulness, trust, kindness, and purity have inspired all women down through the ages. St. Joseph, that faithful and just man, the model for all husbands and all fathers. He loved his wife, Mary, with unusual devotion. He was hardworking and just in a protection to Mary and Jesus. And Jesus, of course, is the model of all children. He wove wisdom, holiness, and grace, subject to Mary and Joseph. So we talk about the ideals of the Father. Pope Francis mentioned them. He said, first of all, a father has to develop an intimate personal relationship with Jesus, allowing him to forgive you, talk to you, heal you, fill you, and guide you. Then trust the Holy Spirit in all things. Trust Jesus to provide everything you need, including financial help. Secondly, fathers had to have to keep their priorities in order. Jesus first and foremost, wife second, children third, work fourth. Encourage us to write the schedule of our week, blocking out quality time for the Lord, the wife, and each child. Thirdly, a father has to realize that he's the priest to the home. It is his primary responsibility to oversee the TV and its influence, as well as the books and magazines that come into our home. A father has to stand firmly against all evil influences, and that calls for a certain amount of discipline. He has to really make sure that he really is helping his family to grow in wisdom, holiness, and love. Number four, a father has to make sure he knows that his children are being taught about by ways of morals and values at school. Has realized that all teachers teach in his place. If objectionable objects are being taught, he must stand strong and firm against them. For the primary place for family values is the home, to be taught by him and his wife. This is an awesome responsibility. Fifth, he should pray with his wife. He should try to spare a spiritual journal if he keeps one. He has to trust the Lord to guide, purify, and sanctify his relationship. He has to realize his wife's at the heart of the home. He has to reverence her, love her with Christ's love and affection, support her decision whenever he can, to share her burdens, her sorrows, her joy. If the Lord has sent to love her with his love and purity, that's a gift of the Spirit. Six, he has to spend quality time with each child, and to treat each one of them in a unique and personal way. The Father's power of love is affirming love, is overwhelming. He has to let each child know the ideals, feelings, and fears and problems that they have. He has to share with his wife concerning these things. He has to dare to discipline with love and firmness. Seven, the father should have family prayer, if possible, set up an altar in their home for devotion. On a place of Bible, The Staff to the Sacred Heart, or Mary, the Book of Family Devotions, and prayer. A good time for family prayer is right after supper. For many, the family rosary is a powerful prayer. The children are smaller than one decade. Eighth, he's not to let sports or outside activity become more important to the children than Christ and the family. He has to spend fun time at home. They have to do things together as a family. Ninth, he has to pray with his wife. Pray that each one of their children may answer the call that Jesus has in their life. You should never ask your children, what do you want to be? You should rather ask, what do you think Jesus is calling you to be? It's to help them discern God's call upon their life. And 10th, he should try to go to Mass often and take his family to Sunday Mass as a family, if possible. He has to try to make Sunday the Lord's Day. That's difficult today because so many things are happening. I'm going to talk, first of all, some of the keys, the 12 successful keys for happy marriage. It's an article I wrote sometime back. The first key, and I'll talk about these before I talk about the duties of the mother, is Jesus. That a husband and wife must have a deep, intimate, personal relationship with Jesus, allowing him to speak to them to heal them. They have to realize that faith in him really does heal their vision, their worries and fears. That trusting and hoping in him really does heal any weakness. That his love really does heal their loneliness. His forgiveness really does heal their guilt. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, they should look to Jesus. If you want to be filled with his love, they should look to Jesus. If you want to be filled with his power, they should look to Jesus. If they want to be filled with his love, his wise and good and patient and pure, look to Jesus. Every married partner must spend quality time alone with Jesus every day, so that he or she can take away their worries, their fears, their doubts, and their guilt. Secondly, Christ's love, his agape love. That's a gift of the Spirit. They have to pray for that. Jesus gives us the ability to love as he loved. He shows us how to love. The love of Jesus, called agape love, has a height, a depth, a length, and a breadth that only he can give us. The height of this love is to come from Jesus. Love is the greatest gift of the Spirit. Therefore, in order to have this love, we have to stay close to him. We have to pray for this love as patient, understanding, kind, sympathetic, forgiving, and pure. The depth of this love is that in good times and bad, it forgives the unforgivable. It reaches the unreachable, touches the untouchable. The breadth of this love is that it loves everyone, friend or foe, black or white, Christian or non-Christian. The length of this love, it keeps on loving, doesn't give up. Although there are very obstacles along the way, and there always are, this love will always go through them. The next key is the Eucharist. Jesus said, with all the earnestness I possess, I say to you, unless you feed on the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have my life in you. Psychological life, yes, physical life, but not supernatural life. The Eucharist feeds and nurtures, strengthens, and protects married love. One powerful bit of advice to give to every married couple to try to go to Mass every day for their marriage. So these are just some of the keys for a very holy and happy marriage. We're going to have a break now, and I'll come back and talk about the rest of the keys for marriage and also the ideals of a mother.
Father, thank you so much for spending time with us here today on Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. You're listening to the voice of Father Bill McCarthy. He is at my father's house in Mudus, Connecticut. I want to give the number for people to call, 224-585-9734 if you have a prayer request. Again, that's 224-585-9734. Right back after this message.
Listen at 7 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday to WSFI Spotlight, a half-hour conversation with outstanding Catholics from our community and around the world. WSFI Spotlight re-airs on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. or listen on demand anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIradio.org for more information. It's WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light. Only on WSFI Catholic Radio, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT. 847-548-6288.
WSFI is on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WSFIFM and like us on Facebook by searching for WSFI Catholic Radio.
My name is Father John Grigas. I'm the rector of the Shrine of St. Max and Colby at Marytown. I'm a priest, and as priests, we are responsible for forming you in the presence of Christ through the sacraments, through the preaching, through everything else. But you are the Christ that goes out into the world and brings the good news. And WSFI is one of the main means. And so God bless all that WSFI does. And please support WSFI in whatever means that you can so that this wonderful station may continue to broadcast the good news and evangelize our culture.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIRadio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Welcome back here on Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm your moderator, Bill Snyder, and on today's program, we have with us Father Bill McCarthy from My Father's House in Mudus, Connecticut. Father, you were talking about the new papal document on the family before the break, and if you'd like to continue doing that, and then we also have some prayer requests as well. So if you want to finish up that conversation, and then we can take some prayer requests, and a reminder for our listeners to give us a call at 224-585-9734 if you have a prayer request for Father McCarthy and would like to speak with him right now. So, Father?
Yep. I would like to start this segment by just repeating the words that we give to a young married couple. My dear friends in Christ, you're about to enter into a union most sacred and most serious, a union established by God Himself, provided given to man and woman to share in the greatest work of creation, the work of continuation of the human race. This way, He sanctifies human love, enables man and woman to help each other live as children of God by sharing a life together under His fatherly care. Because God Himself is thus His author, marriage is of the very nature a holy institution, requiring of those who have entered into it a full giving of self. But Christ our Lord adds to the holiness of marriage an even deeper meaning. For He describes His own love for marriage, describes His own love for His bride, the Church. So He gives to all of us Christians a completely new vision of what married life ought to be, a life of sacrificial love like His own. His love in your heart can make your marriage ever easier. His perfect love can make it a joy. We are all willing to give in the proportion as we love. When the love is perfect, the sacrifice becomes complete. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to the world. The Son so loved us that He gives His life on the cross for our salvation. Greater love than this no one had to one give His life for His friend. No greater blessing can come to married life than His love in your heart, faithful, true to the end. May then His love, with which once again you join hands and heart never fail, to grow deeper and stronger as the years go on. If His love guides your every action, you can expect the greatest measure of earthly happiness allotted to man and women in this daily period. The rest is in the hands of the God who loves you. You'll never, ever be wanting your need, for He pleasures you. The lifelong support of His grace is that He gives you in the holy, fantastic, wonderful, thrilling sacrament that you confer one upon the other. What a beautiful vision of married life is. While we're waiting for someone to call in, remember some of those keys of a successful marriage. First of all, number one, have a personal relationship with Jesus. Second, be open to His agape love. Third, receive the Eucharist as often as possible. Fourth, good communication. That's an art, as if people how to communicate. Some rules, for example, don't be judgmental. You can never know a motive. But be accepting and tolerant. Don't expect too much from one session, you should write up a 10-minute letter every week to your spouse and tell them how much you love them. Bring up one thing that you want to work on. No more than that, just one. You never bring up your spouse's past. You have to forgive whatever grievances you've had. You have to not be rude. Be courteous as you talk. Never argue. Never lose your temper. You should never say never. You should never say you always. Rather, last night you forgot to call me, or the night before you left the milk out. Don't pout and give the silent treatment. But be positive, outgoing, and unselfish. Don't go on and on when you say, but be concise when you're talking to one another. Don't compete. You're not in competition. Each one compliments the other. You never belittle your mate, especially in public. Jim Powell says in The Secret of Staying in Love, dialogue is to enable us to penetrate to come to a deeper knowledge and understanding and fully accept it. That you accept each other as the fund of certain loves and loyalties and problems and fears and doubt. Fifth, every night forgive. Just hold each other and forgive whatever grievance you have. If we do that every night, then ask for contrition and ask for forgiveness. Then no problem will become more than 10 hours long. You solve them all right away. They don't build up. The next thing, keep your priorities in order. Jesus first, spouse second, children third, work fourth. If necessary, write up a schedule, putting out 5 times for Jesus, for your wife, your husband, for your child. Then spend quality time with each other. Time for romance. Time for you tell each other how special they are. It's so important that every week, husband and wife spend quality time just with one another. Then eighth, always affirm. Tell each other you love one another in many ways. Words, glances, a smile, a hug, a kiss, an unexpected gift, a personal card, a love note in the lunchbox, a little note on the bathroom mirror. There are literally thousands of ways to tell each other how special, unique, wonderful, and fantastic and love they are.
Father, all of this is wonderful.
Go ahead.
All of this is wonderful. We do have some prayer requests to get to today, and I just want to make sure we have enough time to do that as the program is winding down. Can we pray for some people who have emailed in to us today?
Sure.
Awesome. So the first one is Mary Teresa. She is getting chemo after an operation, and she has cancer in the lymph nodes. Can you pray for her, please?
Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless Mary Teresa and heal her. You have the power to heal, Lord. We put everything into your sacred hand. Lord, through faith, let her know that you are there for her and have those who love her pray over her, pray with her. For two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in their midst. That very often when two or three reach out and even pray over, putting their hands upon her head. Lord, just heal this beautiful lady, especially as she goes to the Eucharist, realizing that every Eucharist, she said, pray for the save of the word and my soul shall be healed. Lord, please heal Mary Teresa. Your precious, powerful, beautiful name we pray, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Also, we have Diane, who was in a car accident in 2003 and has been critically ill with nerve disorders and fibromyalgia.
Wow. Lord, really move in Diane's life. Help her to be open to all the means of healing, whether they come from medical science or from prayer or from faith. Lord, just heal this beautiful lady and heal her of every addiction, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual. We ask this in your precious name, we pray, because we know you want to make Diane a whole person, a whole relationship. So heal her mind of all doubts, all fear. Heal her heart. Heal her emotions. But above all, heal her body. In your precious name, we pray, in union with Mary, our mother, and all the saints and angels.
Amen.
Heal Diane. We humbly pray. Amen.
Amen. Also, Father, we have Jean, and she has some knee problems and possible breast cancer. Can we pray for her?
Yes, and Jean who?
Jean. Jean.
Oh, Jean. Lord, we lift up Jean in a very special way. Lord, heal her, whether it takes nutrition or or science or doctors, or the power of your spirit, just heal her. We ask that your precious name heal her of any possibility of breast cancer. Lord, we know you hear and answer every prayer. In your precious name we pray. In with Mary and all the angels and saints. Amen.
Amen. Also, we have Deborah, who is recovering from a double mastectomy.
Lord, please heal Deborah. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace. You're the great healer, the great physician. Just heal her, Lord. Whatever caused that cancer, whatever caused the growth, whether it's something that she ate or something that affected her in any system, just heal that. Heal the root cause of that. We grant to never come back again. Just heal her and make her well. Your precious name, we pray in union with Mary, the model of all women, in honor of her and all the saints and angels. Amen.
Amen. We also have Beth, who is suffering from breast cancer and accompanying anxiety.
Lord, please heal that. Lord, we know that she loves you and you love her, that you watch over her and guide her every step of the way. Lord, take away all anxiety. You say, do not worry, do not be afraid. Over and again, you say that, do not worry, do not worry, do not worry. Let her put all worries and all anxiety in your hand and heal any anxiety. Give her the faith to know that you're there, that you hear, and answer every single one of her prayers without failure. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and with Mary and all the saints and angels. Amen.
Amen. Also, we have a listener's cousin who is aging with dementia. Her house is being stoned by Masons until she signs it over to them. Could you pray for that situation?
And her name is?
There is no name. It's an anonymous listener.
Okay. Lord, for this person who you know who she is and we pray in your name, Lord, you be with her. Take away all anxiety. As we grow older, Lord, we need to know that you give us the wisdom that we need in the moment. Take away all anxiety. Any fear of dementia, just help her to grow, help her to realize that she's as young as her faith, as old as her disbelief, so give us her faith. She's as young as her courage, as old as her fear, so give us courage. As young as her love for you and love each other, so give us a deep love of you, deep a sense of your presence right with her. As she grows older and yet younger in spirit, we ask for this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Also, Father, two individuals, we have Mindy and Linda. Both are suffering from mental illness. Linda is suffering from mental illness and Mindy from dementia. Can you pray for both of them?
Lord, we lift up Mindy and Linda. Lord, your love covers all things. You give the strength to realize that you enlighten their minds in an ongoing way. Help them to open to all the wisdom, yes, the wisdom and knowledge and prophecy and counsel. Enlighten their minds so they may see what is really true, what's really important in their life. Heal their minds, Lord. May the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. They may see clearly each day what it is that you want them to think and how you want them to think. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Also, Father, we have three more quick prayer requests here as we're winding up the program. Paul, he has eye disease, and he may lose his sight. He also has shingles in the eye.
Well, we call upon St. Paul to be with your name, St. Paul. You, St. Paul, who realize that Christ lives in everyone, help Paul to realize that you are with him and that the Spirit from within heals him spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Help us realize that faith heals worry and fear, that hope and trust in you heals depression and failure, that your love heals loneliness, and your forgiveness heals all guilt and sin. Lord, bless Paul, and help him realize that St. Paul realizes that Christ dwells in everyone, that the same Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in him. We ask this in your precious name, today and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And lastly, we have two more. Judith, who has cancer, Father, can you pray for her?
Lord, we lift up Judith. Judith named after the Judas of the Scripture. Lord, heal her, help her realize how special she is, help her to be open to your spirit of wisdom and holiness and love. Heal her every day of their life, and every day as she receives the Eucharist that she can, just heal her, Lord. Make her realize she's called to behold in mind and heart and body. In your precious name we pray, today and forever, with all the saints and angels, in union with Mary, our mother, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And lastly, we have Matt, who is suffering from arthritis.
I can relate to you, Matthew, because I had that too. So you pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Lord, heal that arthritis. We ask this in your precious name. Heal his, whatever arthritis points out, whether his knees or his arms or his hand, just heal that arthritis. We know that you are there to hear and answer all of our prayers. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And Matthew, I go down and I get stem cells injection into my intercartus of my knees, if that's your problem. I just mentioned that to you. They have this new program to get injected with your own stem cells, and it does help.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Father, thank you so much for all of your wisdom, all of your prayers. It is always a wonderful thing to be with you, and thank you for sharing your faith and everything with our listeners. We've reached the end of the program, so if I could have you give us a blessing as we conclude today's program, that would be wonderful. Will you give us your priestly blessing?
I sure will. If anyone wants copies of the 12 Keys of Marriage or the 10 Ideals of Husband and Wife, you're willing to send them. If you write me also, we'll write the station. My name is very simply Father Bill McCarthy, Post Office Box 22, Moodus, Connecticut, 06469. Lord, we ask you to bless all the listeners. Lord, instill them with your wisdom and love. Help them realize the power of your Spirit, the power of the sacraments, the compassion and the Eucharist, and lead them safely to the fullness of your kingdom, today and forever. Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Healing the Whole Person on WSFI Antioch, 88.5 FM, Catholic Radio. Thank you. Been listening to Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about this program or to purchase additional CD copies, please call us at 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us online at wsfiradio.org.
Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.